As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, and the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome back to the Wednesday, April the 15th, 2009, a two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com, April 15th. Well, now this is really the fool's day. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the Oracle Broadcasting .com chat room, or you can pick up the telephone and call now for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area. Call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in at toll-free 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. The big mo to me, 65647 to you. And here's a big shout-out to Micro 1650 AM. Thanks for broadcasting Become Vocal Local across your micro-broadcasting waves. And another howdy-out to Owensville, Missouri, also doing the same. Anyway, let's go back to this a little bit here and say once again that those websites are vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold continues moving sideways in both value and time. We'll talk about that very briefly today. We'll go back into the historical method, focus on law and the structures of government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, April the 15th, tax day, April the 15th, 2009, active trading as of in New York City as of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off 30 cents, trading at $889, trying desperately to creep over that 890 level. Not going to do it. Well, we'll see where it goes today. Silver up about 5 cents, trading 1278 so far on the day. Platinum, an interesting move again, up 12 more dollars, $1,215 an ounce. Palladium, interesting palladium news today, I'll share with you in a moment. Up $3, trading at $234 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday at 7,920. Where it's going to go today, we'll have to find out. NASDAQ, 1625. Likewise, there's the Consumer Price Index figures all were released at 8:30. Scanned through gobs and bunches of postings on that. Didn't find anything worth talking about, really. Just a bunch of blather. Anyway, USDX today up 42 basis points. That's the strong move that we need to be aware of. Trading 85.20. Crude oil, light sweet crude, trading at $49.71 a barrel and active trading up 30 cents so far. The low and the high in the spot market, 885 for a low, $900.30 for a high. So we're looking at about, we're off about $34.70 year to year, down about 3.75%. And that spot market's going to close in 7 hours. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Wednesday, the April the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. And in the first segment of today's broadcast, we went through some of the market news for today. We find that gold is trading off about 30 cents at $889 an ounce. Not a whole lot of happening out there of value and interest to me anyway, and I don't think it'd probably be too interesting to you either. In the economic news for this April the 15th, lots of other things going on, however, all around the world. But let's close out this spot market talk and just simply reiterate one more time that we're looking at a spread of about 80, from 885 to 900, about a $5 spread in the gold market as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Very tiny. They've had to change the scale, of course, the way that they chart this stuff on Kitco. They're basically doing $2 jumps, but something that's rather was interesting, right at 8 o'clock on the opening bell, right after opening, someone come into the market again, and we had a repeat. We, from almost exactly the same point of time and height of the price, someone come into the market, made them buy, or did something, drove the price down to almost exactly where it was yesterday. When you look at the charts, the two line up, they're right side by side, and then something is very peculiar about that. But anyway, I'm sure there's a drive and a big move to keep the gold flat as a pancake, and that's what's happening. So as I said in the beginning, gold is continuing its move sideways, both in value and time. We're going to go into some other information in a moment, but let's put those foreign exchanges rates into our basket here. Our basket of currencies, the Canadian dollar, running about 82 cents today. Mexican peso, you can pick them up for 8 cents apiece. The euro, $1.32. And a noticeable move now. These things are coming up a little tiny bit at a time, and you do have to follow it. I mean, it's four points after the digit. But now the British pound is trading at $1.50. We started these broadcasts, it was in the $1.30, $1.40 range, and it's up to $1.50. So we'll just file that away in your mental bank. That is the foreign exchange and the market report for today. Here's a little interesting sidebar I pulled off the web about the only thing of interest to me so far. This morning on Financial News, there's a new palladium coin bill that was passed in the United States on the 14th of April of 2009. Here's the article. New legislation has been passed by the U.S. government which will allow the Mint to produce palladium versions of St. Gaudens ultra-high relief bullion coins. Palladium versions now of the St. Gaudens ultra-high relief bullion coins. In a bill introduced by Senator Max Baucus and passed on the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, palladium from the Stillwater mine in Montana could now be used to manufacture the 0.995 fine 1 ounce double eagle coins. Under the terms of agreement, no fractional ounce size issues will be made, although the edge of the coins can feature the raised lettering that characterized the original gold incarnation. According to numismaster.com, that's one of the places that you can go, numismaster, numismaster.com, the bill specifies the design as follows. It's an exact replica of the original obverse and reverse designs of the Augustus St. Gaudens, which appears on the famous 27mm version of the 1907 Double Eagle ultra-high relief gold piece. In addition, the legislation states that, quote, if a gold bullion coin bears the same design as the ultra-high relief numismatic coin is issued, each palladium version may only be issued in a set containing one of each such coins. So these will definitely just be collector's items, but I thought you might find that rather interesting. And you'll have to buy them in these little box sets and all that, and you'll probably get them on the shopping channel or in the middle of the night. Of course, they weren't going to allow the Liberty dollar to be in circulation, but they'll put out these palladium jobbies, and everybody will just, I don't know what they'll do with them, keep them in their jewelry box or, you know, something, I don't know, keep them in their safe deposit box, but I don't imagine that if they have to be matched up with gold coins and in a little box set that they're going to get much wide circulation. You know, a lot of hysteria out there today, been a movement going on for several weeks now coming up to this. You've no doubt heard about the tea parties. I'll share a little bit of an article here right off the front page of our local newspaper, surprisingly enough, and had some discussion about this last evening at a meeting of the Ozark Property Rights Congress and last week at the Ozark Property Rights Congress Barry County chapter. But here's an article, again, right off the local newspaper. This is a little advertiser newspaper. It says this way. It says, Barry County residents are invited to a capital T, capital E, capital A, or tea party taking place at noon, April the 15th, at the Barry County Courthouse on the East Lawn. We're talking pretty small here, folks. It's not like the White House or anything like that. Small town courthouse. Barry County Courthouse on the East Lawn. You have to take your compass along to figure that one out. Speaker will be the former Southern Barry County Commissioner Eddie Davidson. Oops. The tea, taxed enough already party organized by Judy Mouser of Cassville, is for all the residents to protest the escalating taxes at state and federal levels, allows area residents to have their voices heard, and Mouser will be collecting tea bags to ship to Washington, D.C., protesting the spending of trillions of dollars in national debt that will be passed on to area residents' great-grandchildren for repayment. I'll just give you the benefit of that. The Tea Party movement has been notified that over 1,500 cities across the nation will be hosting similar events. Participants are urged to bring signs and tea bags to the rally, and Mouser said slogans for the signs may be obtained at the www.teaparty.com/planyourteaparty website. And there's more on that in this newspaper. So we can see that even in small town America, we're having this kind of these tea parties all across the country. Of course, as Alfred Adesk has correctly stated, whatever cannot be repaid will not be repaid, and trillions and trillions and trillions of digits of monies, as Lee Rogers liked to say, cannot be repaid, therefore they will not be repaid. It's part of a bigger picture. But, like I say, if you hope to be able to bring down the halls of justice and change the government with bullhorns and signs, more power to you. The sidewalk is open to you, and in this case, the East Lawn. But at the same time, because I am a former Ron Paul meetup group organizer and am still connected with a variety of different meetup groups around the country, my email box has been just flooded with a lot of chatter about these tea parties. At first, there was a lot of excitement about it, and then Campaign for Liberty came out with their stuff and everybody else, and then there just came in another thread. And I'm going to share this with you because I want you to be aware of this. I'm also, because of my involvement with the Ron Paul campaign, presidential campaign, at the level of the meetup groups, also went back and signed up again to vote under the Republican Party. And so I've been just overwhelmed with these Republican Party and Republican National Committee and Missouri State Committee emails, which is good for me because I like to have a heads up on what's going down here. We'll pick that up on the other side. I'm going to share with you a letter from the chairman of the Republican National Committee to me. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we have returned once again. Now, you know, I'd like to throw my support behind this this tax day, this April the 15th Tea Party. But I have a real hard time doing that. And here's one of the many reasons why. But here's a again an email that I received from Michael Steele, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Received this in my email inbox yesterday. It goes, "Dear William, Vice President Joe Biden said during the 2008 campaign that it is patriotic for Americans to pay more in taxes. Since taking over control of Washington, the Obama, or Barry the Usurper, Democrats have decided we should all be more patriotic, quote-unquote patriotic here, having passed or proposed more than $5 trillion in new spending and $1.4 trillion in new taxes. I don't know about you, William, but I don't believe there is anything patriotic about giving more of your hard-earned money to the government to bankroll the liberal Democrats' agenda to increase spending to record levels, change the tax code to redistribute the wealth of working families, and destroy the savings of millions of middle-class Americans." Just listen, follow along here. "So on this tax day, April 15th, and it's capital T, capital D, tax day, April 15th, the Republican National Committee is asking you, along with hundreds of thousands of grassroots activists across our country, to assert a real patriotic act by sending a virtual tea bag," and it's a hot link, it'll tell you how to do it, "to Barry the Usurper, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and the rest of the tax, spend, and borrow Democrats. Let them know enough is enough and you don't approve of their plan to pass the largest tax hike in American history. When you send your virtual teabag today, I hope you'll also take this opportunity to make a secure online contribution of $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000 to the RNC today to help fund our efforts to resist the massive tax and spending increases Barry the Usurper and the Pelosi Reid Democrats are attempting to ram through Congress. I'll spare you the rest of this, but it's electronically signed here. Sincerely, Michael Steele, chairman of the Republican National Committee." And then there's a PS again, and it is another appeal for more money. You know, unfortunately, political parties like God always needs more money. You would think that the creator of the universe would be able to function without the Federal Reserve notes, but go to a church sometime and you'll see how poor he seems to be. And the same way is, you know, the same thing is coming out of these parties, these political parties. But it's a little bit difficult for me to throw my cap in a ring that's tainted with such nonsense as this. I really have gotten to the point in my years in life where I can no longer stomach, tolerate, or even stand to be around this kind of mental baggage, the finger pointing, you know, throw the rascals out. I so thoroughly loathe, despise, and detest the established two-party political system that I'm willing to donate hours after hours after hours of my time trying to encourage others to stand with me on this. But as I demonstrated here on the article from the front page of a small town newspaper, even our local Republican Party people are going to be out on the East Lawn. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of signs. Basically, the Tea Party thing has been taken over by the RNC here, using it for their own benefit. Apparently, there's going to be some meeting or some broadcast on the new TV with Ron Paul and Peter Schiff and Judge Napolitano. And that's a funny duo. Heard on another broadcast yesterday. I've been wondering, been questioning this in my mind. We have Janet, I think it is, Napolitano, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and we have this Judge Napolitano coming on and talking about the Constitution, freedom, and liberty. And it's, if the rumor mill is correct, they're brother and sister. So there you go, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, left-right continuum, straight up in your face. There's really not much new about this idea of declaring our economic freedom and looking at this egregious income tax and so on and so forth. It's been around a long time. Back to this book that we've been sharing from, Free to Choose, A Personal Statement by Milton and Rose Friedman. You can see here that they came up with this idea, and let's just go through it. This is on in a chapter in a title section, Tyranny of Controls, Controls and Freedom, Economic Freedom. An essential part of economic freedom is the freedom to choose how to use our income, how much to spend on ourselves and what items, how much to save and in what form, how much to give away and to whom. Currently, more than 40% of our income is disposed of on behalf of government at the federal, state, and local levels combined. Now, this was written back in the 70s. Might be even the 60s. Let me look again. No, about the 70s. So, 40% of our income then being pitched away on all these various and sundry government, federal, state, and local level projects and programs. Now, here's a statement. One of us suggested that would be either Rose or Milton Friedman. They say they use this phrase often in their book. It's a personal statement co-authored by them. And so they often say, one of us did something, or one of us thought, or one of us said, or one of us wrote. And here it is. One of us suggested a new national holiday, and they proposed to call it Personal Independence Day. That day in the year when we stop working to pay the expenses of government and start working to pay for the items we severally and individually choose in light of our own needs and desires. Now, we know that since the time that this came along, it is now pretty much common knowledge. Every year, someone will say, well, this is the day, by projections, that you have worked for the government up to this point, and from this point forward, it's Tax Freedom Day. And now, from now on, supposedly, your money is going to be going into your own pocket. More specious claptrap. But nevertheless, the Friedmans came up with this idea of a Personal Independence Day, which certainly makes a lot more sense to me than celebrating April the 15th, which probably should have black wreaths and armbands, you know, and that kind of a thing. Nevertheless, we'll see where it goes today. That's all the more energy I'm going to give it. I won't be out on the East Lawn. I have a broadcast that happens at the same time, fortunately, so I have a textbook excuse. Let's go into something a little bit more intellectual, or a little bit more stimulating, a little bit more interesting, hopefully, than all of that. We'll go back into this study that we've started, this historical method of analysis, if you will. And I'll reiterate a little bit of what we talked about yesterday. It's so very important for us to carefully research history. Because if you don't, you're just basically doomed to repeat the same failings over and over and again. But at the same time, and as we drew out yesterday, it's equally important to concentrate on the future. What's going ahead? Where do we want to be? We know that things are grim right now for many, and we're looking forward at a time where it'll be less grim. And so we're going to need to visualize, if I can use that phrase any longer, if I could visualize, if I could think towards a time in the future, maybe short-term, long-term, mid-term, sometime in the future, think of where I'd like to see my world, my life be. And then we move towards that picture, if you will. You know, if you go back to the Bible and all that, you know, God spoke the world into existence according to those writers. We have the power of projection. We also have a power of attraction. And so we look into the future and we see what we try and visualize where we need to be. And then we organize ourselves accordingly. We'll be back on the other side and pick up these threads. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Yesterday we talked about and started in on a little bit of a research project here, if you will, into an inquiry into the historical method of examining things. And as I started out just before the break, you know, we have to go back, and I believe that it's important to go back. I think there's a lot of value that we can gain by going back and researching things in the past very carefully. It's kind of ignorant and arrogant to think that everything that's happened yesterday and in the centuries and centuries past is just a bunch of claptrap, and we need to focus on the future to the, you know, disregard of the past. That's kind of a narrow view and not one that I take. But I do also feel very strongly that we need to create the world that we live in every single day. We build it anew every time we get out of bed. And if we just continue to relive the past day in and day out and day in and day out, well, then, you know, maybe a short rope and a tall tree would be a better route. But nevertheless, let's find out just a little bit more about this historical method, and then we'll go into some other directions related from history. And a lot of what I bring out on the broadcast is historical. So there's lots of people, and we have excellent hosts on this network, that bring out the day-to-day news with good analysis, and they track it and all of that. And I spend most of my time on the other end of the spectrum with my nose in these old, musty, dusty books. Here we go, picking up. This is back out of this is back up out of A.V. Dicey's Law and Public Opinion. This book is really important to me, and perhaps to you as well, insofar as it helps us to understand just how public opinion and cross currents of public opinion shape law and legislation and thus our lives. We have one body of public opinion clamoring for sending tea bags, of all things, pretending to have some kind of a Boston Tea Party. I can assure you it took far more courage for those people to dress up in costume and go aboard the British ships and actually lay hands on casks of tea and throw them into the water than it does to sit on your lazy boy and put a tea bag in an envelope and send it off to someone. One produced basically sparked a revolution. The other will go down the history as a ho-hum experience on this day, buried on page 23C, even though this got front page news. We'll see what happens next week. But buried on page 23C or something in the New York Times. Let's continue. They're going to make hay of this, however. I guarantee you. You're going to. We might even see some kind of false flag stuff today. We might even see a little bit of altercation. We might even see a little mix-up. Maybe a little shout-downs. We'll see what happens. I won't project my skepticism on what other people consider enthusiastic. Let's go into this a little further here now. And Historical Inquirer, again, has as much no reason for disliking an abuse. The institutions, such as slavery, which have added to the miseries of mankind, have a history, and a very important one, no less than have the movements which have conferred the greatest blessings upon humanity. Institutions. There's a lot to know about institutions. I don't know how many of you have ever read The Concept of Corporations. Very interesting book, Peter Drucker's book. But in that, he basically outlines and goes through his understanding of corporations. But we begin with a need somewhere, or a want. And that need or that want calls into, by public opinion, public pressure groups, calls into existence the creation of an institution. But once an backing up. There's something out there, a need or a want, that really demands attention, let's say. And so people develop an instrument that addresses that need or want, an instrument of some sort, or you can think of it as a tool. And then, as it catches on, that instrument is converted into an institution. And according to Peter Drucker, as soon as that conversion happens, the institution is then on the timeline to destruction. And so we can look at things like the tax tea parties. We can look at the Ron Paul campaign for liberty thing. Anytime you take an instrument and convert it into an institution, if Peter Drucker's analysis of corporations is correct, and we can certainly see the institutions crashing around us now like the House of Cards, civilizations can fall in a day. But whenever that institution has come up, like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, then they go into the timeline of destruction. They self-destruct. And such did slavery. Overt slavery. There's still plenty of slavery. There's still plenty of even overt slavery in many countries all around the world. There's also certain amounts of slavery here in this country. It's just masked. It's not as overt. It's covert slavery here. But nevertheless, here it says the institutions such as slavery, which have added to the miseries of mankind, have a history, and a very important one, no less than have the movements which have conferred the greatest blessings upon humanity. There is then no reason why the effort to understand the development of an abuse should not, to the zealot for research, be at least as interesting as the labor necessary for its removal. Kind of as a side note there, for as much energy was expended in time and bloodshed to remove the institution of slavery, or at least to put it into the background, perhaps that much time, energy, and expense should be invested in finding out more about it and looking at all the conditions around it and coming to an understanding of it as an institution. Perhaps then we would be able to make better determinations in the future. But going along here in our text, insistence indeed upon the historical grandeur of a constitution, which is full of patent defects, may become, even with a man endowed with the genius and the philanthropy of a Burke, a plea for strenuous opposition to its practical improvement. And so, we have much to learn every day, and something to learn in the mornings as we get started here on Become Vocal Local. But here, A.V. Dicey, who held the Venerian Chair at Oxford, the same chair that was created and held by William Blackstone, created for Blackstone by Mr. Venier, Vent Viner. We look at this idea of the Constitution, and in this case, in England with an unwritten Constitution, and in the colonies in the United States of America, our written Constitution, and he brings out Burke. So let's just get a couple of quotations from Burke so that maybe we can get a better understanding, more understanding of Burke's mind. And here's an interesting one from Edmund Burke. Nothing less will content me than whole America. Nothing less will content me than whole America. What's he saying there? Looking at the colonies as a confederation of sovereign states is troubling to controllers because they can go off in 1,000 different directions and they're difficult, like so many different sheep in an open field with no enclosure. They're difficult to manage without a dog and a crook. So England was very much interested in seeing that the colonies would be a whole America. Of course, that necessitated a federal compact or a union. Many were not interested in that idea. Here's another one, again from Burke, trying to get a wrap our mind a little bit around him. Again, Edmund Burke lived from 1729 to 1797. Here's another one. The use of force alone is but temporary. It may subdue for a moment, but it does not remove the necessity of subduing again, and a nation is not governed, which is perpetually to be conquered. So at the time of this writing, thinking about the colonies, and understanding the wisdom in the words of Adam Smith, where he enjoined the crown to set your colonies free, the idea of giving the colonies their head, you know, has anyone ridden a horse? You just kind of drape the reins over the neck and you give the horse its head. We'll give this break ahead and we'll come back on the other side. Be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we've returned once again, so let's go back briefly and think on this idea of Adam Smith giving the advice to the Crown, his advice. He was an economist. Many of you are probably well aware of it. Certainly, if you listen to this broadcast for any length of time, you'll be even more aware of it. We'll bring out his book and read from it from time to time as well. But Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations was instrumental to so much of what he called the physiocrats, or the classical economics. Economists, the Austrian school even picked up on that, the Austrian school of economics, Ludwig von Mises and Murray Rothbard and others. But this idea of setting the colonies free is quite clever, actually. Let the colonies go. Drape those reins over the neck of your horse and just guide it gently with your knees and the ribs and your heels a little bit, maybe the spurs, if the horse knows you're wearing spurs. Anything that touches near his flanks, he'll be ready to do whatever you tell him to do because they hate the feeling of that spur ranking along up and down near their flank. Nevertheless, they gave the colonies their head, and then they handed us our head by keeping the bank. Very clever process. But again, back to Edmund Burke here. I'll drop down and say this. He says, freedom and not servitude is the cure of anarchy. And we're going to talk about anarchy tomorrow and throughout the week and into the next week. We're going to switch gears a little bit and go into that. But he says again, freedom and not servitude is the cure of anarchy as religion and not atheism is the true remedy of superstition. Interesting the way he says that. And then he says, I do not know the method of drawing up an indictment against a whole people. So there is certain strength in numbers. It's difficult to draw up an indictment against a whole people. It was only logical and reasonable that Britain wouldn't put up too much of a struggle in the years of the war for independence, because really it was to their financial and political advantage to stand back and give this horse its head. Here's another one from Burke, and then we'll go back to our text. My hold of the colonies is in the close affection which grows from common names, from kindred blood, from similar privileges, and equal protection. These are ties which, though light as air, are as strong as the links of iron. And yes, when the Queen comes over to America today, all the followers on come out and curtsy. Let's go back into this discussion a little bit further, because we're looking at this historical approach, the historical method. And again, the author here, Dicey, says, insistence indeed upon the historical grandeur of a constitution, which is full of patent defects, may become, even with a man endowed with the genius and the philanthropy of Burke, referring to the one we've just quoted from, Edmund Burke, a plea for strenuous opposition to its practical improvement. Historical research further, just because it proves that forms of government are the necessary outcome of complicated social conditions, first indeed leads to the true conclusion that the wisest legislation can do far less than both philanthropic philosophers and the ordinary public suppose for the immediate benefit of mankind, but next suggests the less legitimate inference that it is a waste of energy to trouble oneself greatly about the amendment of law. Lots of words in all of that. Hard to say. The guy's quite a writer. But we're talking here about this wisest legislation in contrast with the philanthropic philosopher. And of course, he's mentioning that because he's talking in this section about Jeremy Bentham. And it was Jeremy Bentham, of course, that was talking about the greatest good of the greatest number and the happiness principle. So there's a lot involved in all of this. But we just walk through it so that we can understand that there are many different solutions out there. There are many different ways of skinning this cat. And yes, one of them is the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. But if, by insistence, again quoting from Dicey now, insistence upon the historical grandeur of a constitution which is full of patent defects, we may be making a technical error, or perhaps even a tactical error. And so we're going to look into this a little bit and see if we can find any grounds of support for the maintenance or the restoration of our constitutional form of government. Let's continue a bit more in the closing minutes of the broadcast on this line. He says, the opposition, moreover, between Benthamite schemes for the benefit of mankind and the spirit engendered by historical research may with advantage be looked at from a wider point of view. Individualistic liberalism, whatever may be the form that it takes, rests upon a strong and an even excessive appreciation of the characteristics which are common to all men. But historical research, especially if it is to be carried back to or even beyond the earliest stages of civilization, brings into prominence and exaggerates the dissimilarities between different classes and especially between different races of mankind, and thus tends not indeed to remove the reasonable grounds for securing to all men, as far as may be possible, an equality of rights, but to quench the confident enthusiasm necessary for the carrying out even the most well-approved and the most beneficial among democratic innovations. So we can see in this that the sociological outlook has definitely influenced the writers, both Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, John Stuart Mill, Mr. Dicey. There's a lot of sociology involved in all of this discussion that he's advancing here. And we can go back and find August Comte's influence, the positivist influence in that and in that writing. But we do need to be very careful that we do not get involved in an exaggeration of the dissimilarities between different classes and especially different races of mankind. Because, as so many other writers have pointed out, above all of the various and sundry philosophical and educational or academic discussions and expositions, above all of that, there is a higher law. And Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin allude to that and state it. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. We're talking about the laws of nature and of nature's God. There is a higher law that overarches all of these various and sundry systems. And no matter what time in history you inquire, no matter where you go on the planet's surface, no matter what bunch of people that you're dealing with, what societies, nearly everyone has, if not stated it, certainly there hasn't been written history forever, but if everyone has not just stated it, they've all felt it. Very few people would deny the existence of something greater than man. Something that regulates the entire universe. And so the natural law, we can pick it up in history and find the points where that started to come on the scene. St. Thomas Aquinas is a good place. Earlier than that, that which is revealed, you can go all the way back, Aristotle, Plato, those guys, Lucretius, even Thucydides. You can go all the way back and look at all of the various and sundry different kinds of religions that were out there. But there are certain basics, and Cicero hit on a bunch of them. Justinian hit on a bunch of them. You could almost write them down in a list, and we have. We look at them in the Bill of Rights, in the great debate between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, many of those natural laws that govern and rule and reign in man's life found their way into the Bill of Rights. Many didn't, but many have. Many more were presented than those that were enumerated, but the Constitution covers for that as well. So anyway, we come back on the next side. We'll go into this a little bit deeper. We'll look at a little bit of the history of law and where some of these ideas came from, and then into some discussion of the history of government. So stay right there. We'll be right back and pick it up on the other side for hour number two.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And a very good morning, and welcome back to the Wednesday, April the 15th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and in the first hour, we're going into a very brief market report. Not much happening in the economics today. Of course, the consumer's price index information came out today, and there was not much revealing in that, so I just kind of set it all aside. Of course, today is tax day, I guess. Some people call it a capital T, capital D day. I kind of think of it as more of a black arm day, armband day, a day of mourning all across America as everybody swears their allegiance once again to the beast system and pays homage at the altar, so to speak. There's little to be joyous about on a day like this, so maybe, you know, it would be a good day to work in the garden as well. So we'll see how things go. We started out on a direction towards a return to the talk about the historical perspective. And we're going to go into a little bit more history in this segment and in the rest of the broadcast. So let's do that and pick it up right where we were starting to go before we were interrupted with the top of the hour break. Dropping back into a book, this is The Story of Law. This is a fascinating book. It's a little heady for this time of day, I'll give you that. But nevertheless, if we can wrap our minds around some of this material, it might give us a heads up. Certainly have done the hard work here, the heavy lifting, if you will, reading thousands and thousands of pages of this material and bring out, hopefully, useful material to discuss on air. And so we can just get a flavor. But if you want to go into any of these various writers, some of the things that you might be listening for as we go through this kind of a discussion daily are the names of important people, so that you could go back and find them. You might do web searches on them, Wikipedia, dictionaries. I don't know all the dictionaries that are out there, but I have all of this stuff in hard copy myself, but you may not be able to afford that, or you may not want to, but you can go in and look up some of these people, because many of the folk that I bring on the air here are actually have shaped government, economy, and the world that we actually live in. And if we can get inside their minds a little bit, we might be able to look forward and correct some of the horrific errors that have been handed to us. We've gotten the dirty end of a stick here. So anyway, we can go into a lengthy debate or discussion on trial by jury. But I'm going to pass on that. That's where we are in this particular book, The Story of Law. It's really one of the first complete histories of law, which made it very interesting for me to add to my library and my jurisprudence library, because it starts with the time of the Hammurabi Code and it brings it all the way up into the 1920 America, the time when it was written. But let's just dive in right here. He says, heretofore we have seen that in the history of law, before language was written, the laws were wholly customary, and knowledge of customs belonged to the priests. When Auguste Comte was working up his positive philosophy and his positive polity, that's a positive form of government, and his positive religion, he was very mindful of the law of three stages. As a matter of fact, he coined the system. Many people have written about it in the past, but he really put it on the map right back in 1850. And he says, basically, that the first stage of man's development, is the rulership of the priests. And we'll pick that up right after this break. Stay with us.
The
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again. Welcome again to the Wednesday, April the 15th, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we go into the second hour here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. If you're just joining us, my name is William Roberts. We've been talking a little bit about the history of law, a little bit about history in general, and the historical method of analysis and research. Continuing here, we've begun before the break, that heretofore we've seen that in the history of law, before language was written, the laws were wholly customary, and knowledge of the customs belonged to the priests. You can see the influence of the priesthood, basically, in the shaping of customs and traditions. Customs and traditions that move the people towards one way of life, let's say, as opposed to another way of life. In an agrarian society, your priests would make offerings to grain gods or something like that, and in a military society, you'd make your offerings, your blood sacrifices to the gods of war that would give you providence in battle and things like that. I mean, you can find this in history. You just got to do a little reading to find it. But nevertheless, the laws came mostly from the priests, and rulership came mostly from the priests and from families of priests. And that is, according to August Comte, the first stage of human development, or humanity. When written language, back to our text here from Dicey, when written language came into the customs, into use, the customs were written down. And in an uncritical age, their origin not being known, they were not naturally ascribed to God by the priests. Now understand that when we discuss natural law and the common law, that we're looking at things that have been revealed again to the priests, usually, and then written down. But in the study of Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England and other places, Pufendorf, Grotius, and others that I've read, the common phrase is, in regards to the common law, is from time out of mind. In other words, we've done thus and thus, we've married this way, we've given land this way, we've paid our tithes and offerings this way, for so long that it is out of memory. We don't know when we started doing it this way. So it becomes a natural law, if you will, the common law, from time out of mind, time immemorial. Continuing here now, he says, then came the Greeks with their original belief in a mythical lawgiver who had molded their older customs, supposed to have come from God, to suit later conditions. The absurdity of amending the divine law of omniscience never occurred to anyone. So when you get people to believe that this was what God said, thus saith the Lord, then no one really ever gets around to questioning, oh really? When did he say that? How do you know he said that? Continuing along here in this one very interesting little paragraph, he says, our author then says, at last came Solon at Athens, or Sol, some say, an actual lawgiver with laws of his own devising. Then came the assembly at Athens, where laws could be passed by a town meeting vote. The whole body of citizens made the laws. The Romans followed with the whole body of citizens making the laws, but they compromised by recognizing as law a resolution of the whole body of citizens, or a resolution of the plebes, or for some other purpose, an ordinance of the Senate. The emperors claimed that this legislative power of the people was conferred upon them by the people, and they alone legislated. Shorn of misleading terms, legislation is simply an act to show acceptance of law by the community, just as this acceptance was formally shown before legislation by the universal adoption of the custom. Now, embedded in this, we come along, not stated, but an understanding can be made here of legal positivism. Very important, legal positivism. Here again, the emperors claimed that this legislative power of the people was conferred upon them by the people, and that they alone legislated. Now, what is legal positivism? At this time in history, in general parlance, we could understand legal positivism along this line, that whatever the prince says has the force of law. The people haven't objected. The legislative or the supreme power assumes that whatever he says has the force of law, and the people just will go right along with it. Much of what happens today, coming out of this administrative state that we find ourselves living in today in the United States of America, is legal positivism. It has the force of law. It is legal, but not lawful. It is not lawful to rob from Peter to pay Paul. It goes against everything our founders had in mind when they created this country. Then you can find very little support for any of the things that are happening today in the Constitution, so on and so forth. We all know that. And so it has the color of law, but is not law. It's legal positivism. And there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that law that regulates and resonates in the hearts and the minds of men. As Sir Edmund Coke said, as though written on the very heart of man by the finger of God. There are certain things we do and certain things we don't do. And when you do any of those things that we don't do, you pay the penalty for it in your mind. You might consider that hell exists between your ears, that damnation exists between your ears. It's your conscience, and it bugs you. Some people are so pathological that they exist without conscience, and nothing bugs them. But for people of an ordinary disposition, there are certain things that just bug them, and if you check it out, you'll find the things that really bug you, that make you not want to do things, they fall inside of this bundle of understanding that has come out of customary usage for hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands, that we consider to be the natural law. Anyway, in the Dark Ages, in the matter of conflicting law, the doctrine was that law, to be binding upon the community, must have been accepted by the members of the community. And I might also add that in the feudal period, the Angles, the Saxons, wrote down very little. The Celts wrote almost nothing down. That writing it down diminished whatever it was that they had in their mind, and so they didn't write things down. So that's part of the reason why we call it the Dark Ages, because it's kind of hard to find anything written down. But it wasn't as though the skies were dark and cloudy. It was that there was just a very huge blanket of control on the people. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Ah!
Okay, we've returned right here. Let me scroll down and make sure we don't have a call holding. Good, we don't. All right, but if you're interested in calling in, you're certainly welcome to do so at 866-841-1065, and I'll try and keep my eyes peeled on the screen over there in the call center so that I can see if you do have a call coming in, and I'll pick it up. But let's go into this and continue, because it's important enough to understand this various philosophy, but also the facts that underlie the philosophy, and so often there are lots of facts behind philosophy. And so when August Comte was talking about this law of three stages, where we move through from a stage where a leadership or rulership by the priests into a period where we have leadership or rulership by kings, if you will, and then in from there into a global dictatorship, which are the three primary stages that he was talking about, there are interesting places of transition. But at the same time, we need to get out of the ignorance and the arrogance of trying to make the whole world inside of the same time envelope. Because different people at different times and in different places are in various stages of these three stages in development from a sociological standpoint. If I understand Comte's writings, and I've read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of it, and it's really tiring. But nevertheless, there are different people at experiencing life at different stages in development all over the planet. And so when Western man goes barging into Africa or South America or the East or any place, even in and around and amongst, you know, from Germany to Italy, from Italy to Denmark and Denmark to Sweden or Iceland or whatever into the colonies, North America, South America, when you go barging in, you can be barging in on the wrong time period or on a different time period in an earlier stage of development. And if you leave the people alone, they'll come around and develop just fine, but when you go in and monkey with them, you goof it all up. Because their lives are based upon these customs and traditions that the priests have pretty well just enshrined. And it's not just, you know, Catholic priests, you know, it could be your voodoo doctor, your witch doctor, your shaman, you know, whatever, your drum beater, whatever. Doesn't matter, really, technically. It's for the good of the people. It has to come up out of the customs and the traditions of the people. You can run simple permutations in mathematics and see how quickly a tribe can develop from just one man. If you use 12 women and one man, the mathematics is fierce. In just a very short period of time, you're on your way to not just having a village, but a whole town. From a procreation standpoint, and then you multiply that with multiple men and multiple women, and you can understand the advantage of going in and warring against your neighbor and getting more wives. The more wives you've got, the more rapidly you build your labor pool and your depending on whether you're an agriculturally based community or a war-based community, an industry-based community, whatever, population grows. And the more people you have, the better. Not worse. It's better. At least up to a stage, I guess. If you're living on a small island and you overpopulate the island, you'll eat yourselves out, but then it's all self-correcting, isn't it? You'll either have to find another island or your population will start to reduce. It has nothing to do with the genetics, it has to do with the breadbasket mostly. But anyway, back to the book here. In the Dark Ages, in the matter of conflicting laws, the doctrine was that law to be binding upon the community must have been accepted by the members of the community. This acceptance was shown either by the act of the king and his council or by the decisions of the courts. Now when the English Parliament came into being, the fact and the theory was that representatives of boroughs and shires were added to bind the whole body of the people by their acceptance of the enactment as law. The idea of having a representative system of government is an act of binding through consent. It binds the people to the ideas. It's their acceptance and the enactment. And here our very intelligent writer continues, Albert Van Dicey. He says, it is directly contrary to the truth that law is something imposed by the legislative body upon the people. Acceptance has always been the theory and the fact. No rule of law was ever successful or ever endured unless it received practical general acceptance among the whole body of the people, and for the simple reason that universal human experience has demonstrated that a rule of law not accepted by any considerable portion of the people can never be enforced. The history of the law is strewn and will continue to be strewn by such palpable wrecks of law not enforced and not enforceable. And so, responding to a question in the chat room, how then can these priests get inside the government, so to speak, influence the government? Largely, they work in tandem. They can work in tandem to get these rules, these laws, enforced. They have got to develop acceptance. And then that brings us into the whole mystique of propaganda and propaganda, dialoguing into consensus, the public, by education. You know, they say by diet, by education, by injunction. We bring the people around slowly to new ideas. You can rule from the top. You can lead them. But every law that is rejected by the people, and you can find this in the Constitution, any law that is contrary to the Constitution is not enforceable. This is the same kind of a concept that Dicey's talking about here. He says again, and I'll just state it one more time, the history of law is strewn and will continue to be strewn by just such palpable wrecks of laws not enforced and not enforceable. You know, now we're starting to see that these traffic light speeding tickets, you know, are getting overturned in court. They're not enforceable. We'll continue to see much of the legislation that has come out of Bush 1 Clinton and Bush 2, and now Barry the Usurper's administrations, that will just prove themselves to be unenforceable, just as the income tax is growing to be more and more unenforceable all the time. You know, we can chant, end the Fed endlessly. If it makes you feel good, do so. Something has to make us feel good these days. But the stark reality is that the Federal Reserve as a creation of Congress will be only killed, if you will, repealed by Congress, and it'll be done in due time, and that time is almost due, because as an institution, it following the laws that were basically the ideas that were written about by Peter Drucker in the concept of corporations, the Federal Reserve Corporation has atrophied and is on a self-destruct mode and is about to be replaced by an international banking central bank, even greater than the International Monetary Fund, perhaps, and even larger than the Bank for International Settlements and so on. Whatever the means by which law is recognized, whether it be legislative enactments by decisions of courts, by rescripts of rulers, law is in fact only law when it is cheerfully accepted and gladly obeyed by the great mass of the social body. Acceptance by the community is needed to breathe life into the edict of the harshest despot. I believe, listeners, that this information is not widely known, largely because it's so true. But if you knew it, then you'd join me and we'd just say no. We'd become vocal local and say no. We'll be right back.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on this April 15th, 2009 broadcast right here on Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the home site of Oracle Broadcasting. You can go up on the website there. There's lots of things that you can click on and look at. Definitely consider supporting the network if you can. And as you can, let's go back into this document just a little bit further here. We're reading again from the Story of Law written by, this is the Story of Law written by John Maxey Zane. Very brilliant man, excellent writer, a little deep. But he's given us some information here. He's given us some clues that I think that we need to understand. Because, you know, we believe that so much of the stuff that's been told to us ever since we were children, and unless we go in and do the historical research and analysis and correctly analyze these things, we just accept this claptrap as truths when there couldn't be anything further from the truth. Well, what he's trying to do here is he's trying to give us, paint this story of law so that we better understand the system. And I think it's important because there's a lot of power in this knowledge if we'll act upon it. Whatever the means by which a law is recognized, whether it be by legislative enactions, by decisions of the courts, by rescripts of the rulers, law is, in fact, only law when it is cheerfully accepted and gladly obeyed by the great mass of the social body. Again, acceptance by the community is needed to breathe life into the edict of the harshest despot. As the Roman emperors recognized, the government is the creation of the law. How many people have read Aristotle? In Aristotle's Politics, I have a quotation that I memorized. Basically goes like this. In a republic, the Constitution is the government. In a republic, the Constitution is the government. In other words, what our Constitution does is it lays out a frame of government by which we agree to follow that framework. And subsequent things through customs and traditions and through the high priest and all of the rest of it only amplify and don't take away from it. The Constitution is like the body of a man, and that body of the man pretty well defines what that man is going to be like throughout his whole life. Just as the Constitution fairly well lays out what life in that society is going to be like with that Constitution as their form of government. And as we see here, no government ever made law in the sense of creating substantive legal rights and correlative duties. But as the Roman emperors recognized, the government is the creation of the law. So inside of this deliberative assembly, when everyone was convened, they then, once they had agreed that this was going to be it, this is it, then they all signed their names to it, we the people, and off we go. One of the reasons why it's so very dangerous to have a constitutional convention in this kind of a time frame, with this much corruption in high places. Continuing again here, government may superficially appear to make law, as Hobbes and Austin mistakenly supposed, but it is the acceptance of the rules by society that makes laws and government. If you don't accept an income tax, do not participate in it, there is no income tax. None. There's only income tax when you accept it, when you sign your name, or when you make it your own by saying, my taxes. Filed my report. I swore out an oath against myself today. I reported on myself. If you don't accept these things, they're not there. You make them real by your acceptance. Of course, if you're in an exceedingly small minority, don't be surprised if society pulls you into the cesspool with them, because everyone else, all of the other sheeple, will throw rocks at you because you're trying to do something they're not doing. So we have a lot of work to do mentally, we have a lot of work to do politically, and we have a lot of work to do socially. We've got a lot of work to do on our plate. Let's go into this other book and get another perspective from it. This is The History of the Origins of Representative Government in Europe, Francois Guizot, talking about the idea of representation. There is not then and there cannot be any omnipotence by right. That is to say, any power which should be allowed to say that is good and just because I have so decided it. And every effort of political science, every institution, ought to tend to the prevention of such a power being anywhere formed, and should provide that the actual omnipotence which exists under so many names in society should everywhere meet with restraints and obstacles enough to prevent its conversion into an omnipotence by right. Very important. Just because the king says so, just because the prince says it's law, doesn't mean that it is law. That's legal positivism, which is at war in this time period, waging an all-out war. In other words, there's going to be a victor, and there's going to be a vanquished. There's going to be a winner and a loser, and there's an all-out war raging. Man, it's going for it. Between legal positivism and the natural law. Where here in the United States and in many other nations around the world, the globalists, are doing all that they can to destroy out of the minds of man and out of our law books all consideration of the natural law. And they are arrogating to themselves the natural law. In other words, they're saying, we command the weather. The earth rotates on its axis because we're in power. The sun comes up every morning because we said it can. The temperature will be thus and thus today. It will rain in your area on such and such a day. Get ready for it. Controlling the weather, controlling the food, controlling the water, controlling the oceans, controlling the land and the ownership of land and property and travel, and whether you can or whether you cannot breathe, except but on alternate days, and all of the other things the government is saying it has the power to do. But just because they say that is good and just because I have so decided it, don't necessarily make it so. It still depends upon your consent. If you don't give it any power, then it's just so many words that falls on deaf ears. Everyone will just go about their life, la-di-da, la-di-da, bury the usurper, off on a tyrant, off on a rant, which is half of tyrant, by the way, a rant, tyrant, ties that bind to rulers and leaders. It helps if you have a bullhorn, I suppose. But let's go into this now from a more philosophical standpoint. Right here. Here then, all the foresight of the politician ought to be displayed. He will need all his art and all his efforts to prevent actual omnipotence from asserting its inherent rightfulness and general definitive power from becoming absolute power. We have to resist absolute power with every fiber of our being because it goes against the natural law. There is only one omnipotent power and cannot be 2 or 4 or 8 or 16 or 32, because if there were 2 or 4 or 8 or 16 creators, for instance, it implies a prior creation. It doesn't work logically. Doesn't work in the reasoned mind of man. Doesn't work. My multitude of gods indicates that there is a Zeus somewhere in the background. A rain god and a crop god and a dirt god and a dirt bag. Well, anyway, all of the various gods only indicate that there's another god that's higher than that one. Our founders were wise enough to recognize that. And as we go into tomorrow, we're going to start into a little discussion perhaps on anarchy and run it for a few days, because it bears discovery. It'll be worth our time to look into it. But we're going to find that this idea of absolute powers has been with us for a long time as man desires to be little gods himself. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we've returned right here thinking about two eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, and a big slice of pecan pie, and you can make mine a la mode. All right, back into the discussion here. The art of politics, the secret of liberty, is then to provide equals for every power for which it cannot provide superiors. There's a lot of knowledge in this book that I really, really respect. But this art of politics, this secret of liberty, to provide equals for every power for which it cannot provide superiors. And when we set this system up, it was supposed to be a separation of powers, clearly defined separation of powers. We had firewalls in mind between these various folk, trying to come into this idea that the goal here was freedom, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Somehow, on the way to the circus, the elephant got loose. We don't quite have that anymore. Our system was intended to be able to provide equals for power, for which it could not provide superiors. We didn't want to go down the road of the lords and of the manor, the barons and the baronies and all of that claptrap that we left behind some 4,000 miles over there on the island of England. We set up something a little bit different. Let's look at how power might be divided in these closing minutes of today's broadcast. This result, again, we're looking at Francois Guizot, his history of representative governments in this particular chapter is in England. This result is endeavored to be secured by a variety of means. Number one, by recognizing the individual rights of citizens, the effect of which is to superintend, control, and limit this central supreme power, and constantly to subject it to the law of reason and justice to which it ought to be subordinated. This is the object of the jury, of the liberty of the press, and of publicity of all kinds. And two, by constituting a distinct and in a distinct and independent way, the principal powers of the second class, such as the judicial and municipal powers, on such a plan that these being themselves repressed and restrained when necessary by the central power, may restrain and repress it in their turn if it should attempt to become absolute. And three, by organizing the central power itself in such a manner as to make it very difficult for it to usurp rightful omnipotence, and to provide that it shall meet with such oppositions and obstacles within itself as will not admit of its attaining actual omnipotence, except under laborious conditions, the accomplishment of which gives grounds to presume that it does in any effect in accordance with reason and justice, that is to say, that it possesses legitimacy. All that is just simply a reiteration, if you will, or an understanding of the concept of representative government with a true and legitimate separation of powers. It cannot possibly work if it's intermingled. It cannot possibly work when it's intermingled. The judicial branch has to be autonomous so that it has the confidence to look upon someone like Barry the Usurper and his juvenile recalcitrance when it comes to providing a birth certificate. Largely, in my opinion, it would be because it would invalidate his terms as Senate, and it would cast such a bad light on the Democratic Party for having supported him in that run and bid that it would do immeasurable harm. But nevertheless, when the gauntlet was thrown down on the table, that would been, one would expect that the judicial branch, the Supreme Court of all people, would just simply say, hey man, show us the birth certificate. I mean, if you were renting your house or giving a job to somebody, that's kind of a legitimate, do you have a driver's license? You know, let me see your birth certificate. And you might be able to get away with it at that level. But certainly, as the chief executive officer and potentially the commander in chief, it's a legitimate request. And it only just tells you how far down the rabbit hole we've come, how far down the slippery slope we slid, that we don't have these very basic and simple things that are necessary inside of a Republican form of representative government. These are just really rudimentary, but at the same time, they're revolutionary ideas, because this hadn't been tried anywhere yet at the time of the founding. As we said many times in the past, England has a constitution, but it's an unwritten thing. It goes all the way back to Runnymede and Magna Carta and all that. But again, if you understand that document, that was binding down the king. Just as our founders were trying to bind down the government that they knew would be created here, the people that would flesh it out, binding it down under this chains of this constitution, this document. It's like a plan. It's like a cookbook. Yeah, you can go into the kitchen and start grabbing things out of the cupboards and reaching into the refrigerator and getting out bowls and all of that. But it kind of helps to have a recipe in mind. Lord only knows what you'll make. And I've had those kind of days before where I'd kind of rather just freestyle cooking, and well, sometimes it turns out, and sometimes it turns out as compost. Anyway, there are a lot of things that we can be doing. We're going to have a guest next week on Tuesday. Yes, on Tuesday, Mr. Galen Chadwick. And he's going to talk a little bit about some solutions that I think that are not only timely but relevant. And I hope you'll pay attention and come join us on that day, on Tuesday, for that broadcast. But there are things that we can be doing right where we are. There are things that we can be doing tomorrow and over the weekend to improve our lot in life, so to speak. Some of the things that we can be doing in the springtime is think towards perhaps getting in some garden time, even if you have to container garden. And there are a lot of broadcasts on this network that will help you to come around to that understanding. There's a certain freedom that is gained by having a full belly and control of your food basket. But at the same time, today as you listen to all these various and sundry tax freedom folk out and about, waving their signs and marching up and down and going around and around in circles and playing their acoustic guitar, singing, trying to pretend that they're some time generation that they're not, going back to looking at the 60s and the 70s and pretending they're Joan Baez or Bob Dylan or something. But we're at a time period right now. We're at a very important juncture. We need to make some very serious decisions about how much longer we're going to tolerate this kind of tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C., out of the state houses where we live, out of the county courthouses near us. We've just about come to the end of the line here. And as I mentioned just yesterday, I think it was, there was a recent election here in this area, and nobody turned out. No, very few candidates signed up, and very few people voted. Is that an indication that we're all through? Is that an indication that the people have just thrown in the towel? That they're now ready to accept whatever bondage they're placed in? It may be. I don't know. I don't watch television, so I don't know how deep the programming has gone. But I know that in my mind, in my spirit, I don't feel as though we're whipped. I'm not ready to say fait accompli, mission accomplished. I don't think that that's the case at all. But I understand as well, as I've tried to share with you this morning, that much of all of this is based upon our acceptance. You know, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states. And that we can do. Because we understand that law that is not accepted by the people widely and generally is not law. It's an edict, but it's going to fall on its face. It's going to become one of those palpable wrecks of laws not enforced and not enforceable. It's one thing to say, I'm a king, and I'm all for change. But until the people get along with you and say, hey, king, hey, he's a king, man, just be the king. He's a bad dude. Until the people say that, he ain't the king. He's just a usurper. We'll be back tomorrow. Be there or be square. Bye for now.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.